Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, and I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Henry Jerez, Principal Group Product and Program Manager for Azure Machine Learning Inferencing and Infrastructure at Microsoft. Wow, Henry, that's quite a title. Welcome to Chip Chat.
Thank you, indeed. And I'm very happy to be here with you guys to talk about our investments and partnership with Intel.
So Henry, why don't we just start with a description of your role at Microsoft and how that relates to what the themes are at Ignite this week?
Sure. As you mentioned, I lead the team that is responsible for creating all of our assets related to managing your models, images, and deployments, both on the cloud and on the edge. And as part of that, we're working closely with hardware manufacturers to deliver the fastest AI inferencing platform possible for our customers. Here at Ignite, we are actually announcing the refresh of our public preview that is now better integrated not only with CI/CD pipelines for IT pros that are here at Ignite, but also data scientists and developers in general for the IoT platform.
You talked about the expansion of the public preview. How has the public preview progressed thus far, and what have you learned from your customer interactions that have guided you to the new offerings that you're delivering to market this week?
With the public preview, we were targeting primarily a data science audience, and we've learned through the public preview that there's actually quite a need for also IT pros as well as developers to better integrate AI now into their applications and large-scale deployments. So rather than having somewhat separate experiences for data scientists and IT pros or developers, now we have a unified platform and unified SDK. We are also learning from our peers that it is important to support the heterogeneous hardware that is available right now, both on the private implementations as well as on the edge. So we have accommodated to account for those variations in hardware, and we now have the ability to target a specific hardware for deployment.
When you look at where enterprises are in terms of their internalization of AI as an opportunity for application development and deployment, what does that tell you about what Microsoft needs to do in terms of servicing them, both from a standpoint of giving them the right tools today, but helping them on that longer-term journey in full utilization of AI?
Yes, what we are seeing from enterprises is that literally there are different stages on evolution. There are some large enterprises that have a history of AI, they have a fairly large data science groups, and they have investments on their own IP. These companies are beginning to see what happens when you have over 1,000 models out there, what happens with so many applications being deployed both on the cloud and on the edge. As part of that, we are investing to address that concern early on by providing them the ability to have a single pane of glass view of all of the assets related to AI that they have, whether they are being built or they're already deployed and being used. At the same time, we're seeing a lot of enterprises that are just captured by all of the developments on AI and are interested in getting their feet wet into this space. They require a little bit more hand-holding, so we are enabling for them examples that we make available through our gallery that actually walk them through the entire process, from creating their very first model to deploying their first service. And then you have other enterprises that are, and this is actually quite popular with developers, they are really interested in consuming Microsoft IP on AI and being able to consume those cognitive services and not only deploy them to the cloud, but also to the edge. And we're working with cognitive services, which is another offering from our company, in order to deliver this ability for them, in which they will just take a model or a service that is made available by Microsoft, and they are now able to consume it directly from an application or even deploy that service into the edge.
Now, this is an interesting point, because what would matter to them about running within an Azure cloud environment or running at the edge? What is the differentiation that you see there in terms of what you're delivering to the customer? And how does that change in terms of the offerings that you're delivering as options?
Definitely. We have been working in Azure to provide a unified platform for the deployment in the cloud. So we have highly optimized servers and environments that allow us to custom tailor and deliver those solutions to the cloud. When we go on-prem or on the edge, there's huge diversity in terms of the hardware that our customers are targeting, as well as the connectivity from those components. So when we look at the edge, we're primarily trying to understand what is the environment that the models and the services are going to be running on, and we try to adapt the deployments accordingly, whether it is reducing the size of the images or its dependency on the cloud to be able to perform the inferences by allowing to inference locally.
So you recently made an announcement about working with Intel. Can you clarify that?
Yeah, definitely. As you probably heard during the announcement, we now have a proof of concept of us working with the high-density neural network acceleration cards that Intel just announced. This proof of concept will soon be available as incorporated into our product, but right now it showcases your ability to take an Azure machine learning model that can now run on top of OpenVINO and take advantage of all these new cards and run very performantly on the edge. In the fullness of time, this will be made through ONNX, which is our open neural network exchange framework that will be run natively as part of OpenVINO. And that way, you can train models on the cloud and be able to deliver to the cloud or to the edge or the hardware accelerated edge by Intel.
Now, I know that you've been talking to customers about this solution prior to launch. What has the customer reaction been, and do you see any particular type of customers that are early movers in this space?
Yeah. Definitely. We have seen a lot of customers that have disconnected environments or that they have particular requirements in terms of latency that are really interested in this space. These customers, either they lack dedicated connectivity or they are looking for immediate response. Think of industrial safety scenarios or any type of security scenarios that require millisecond level delivery of the answer. These customers are actually very interested in this solution and have already started to work with us to deliver solutions for their business.
It's fantastic to see the innovation that Microsoft is driving in this space. We're delighted to be part of it. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about the offerings that you're delivering, where can they go for more information and engage with the Microsoft team?
They can go to aka.ms/AzureML-docs or simply search for Azure Machine Learning Services.
Fantastic, Henry. Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.